Deseret News. I'm Mary Rose. The U.S.-Israel conflict with Iran brought explosions in Tehran and missile strikes across the Middle East after the killing of Iran's supreme leader. On Sunday, a huge blast rocked Tehran as Israel said it was targeting the city's center. Iran fired missiles and drones at Israel and at U.S. sites in Bahrain, Kuwait, and Qatar. The U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran disrupted flights across the Middle East and beyond yesterday.
That region closed their airspace. In addition, three key airports that connect Europe, Africa, and the West to Asia halted operations. Israel, Qatar, Syria, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, and Bahrain all closed their airspace. Those closures stranded thousands of travelers or diverted them to other airports.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The head of the Family Research Council warns Republican leaders not to ignore abortion in the midterm election cycle. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
President Trump made no mention of pro-life priorities during last week's State of the Union address. And FRC's Tony Perkins says ignoring the issue could be a vulnerability for the GOP.
The rank and file understand it. I think the president doesn't completely understand it, but there was a poll just recently released that shows that this is a very important issue for Republican voters.
The president also recently suggested that House lawmakers give a little when it comes to federal funding of abortion services. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At least two retail customers have filed proposed class action lawsuits against companies that have sued in trade court to ensure they receive refunds from tariffs now deemed illegal. Miami-based Matthew Reiser filed a proposed class action lawsuit against FedEx. This is SRN News. The Department of Defense fires a teacher.
Fort Bragg in North Carolina has several schools, including Mildred B. Poole Elementary. A substitute teacher who used to work there has been fired after pronouncing himself a, quote, transgender wolf and wearing a tail and a collar in class. Parents complained, and some children at the elementary school said they were afraid of the teacher. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the man has been banned from the base. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians and other religious minorities in Sudan may be the victims of genocide. That's the conclusion of a report by a UN fact-finding team that has just returned from the African nation. It concludes that the Rapid Support Forces, a rebel group battling for control of Sudan, has carried out a coordinated campaign of destruction against non-Arab communities in and around El Fasher, the hallmarks of which point to genocide. This is SRN News. Another big company is leaving California. Correspondent Bill Alexander reports.
Public Storage, which is the largest self-storage company in the United States, announced it will be moving its corporate headquarters to Frisco, Texas. The company was founded in California in 1972 and has been based in Glendale, a Los Angeles suburb. Public Storage said it is moving to take advantage of the depth of talent and innovation in the Frisco market.
Conservatives suggest that California's high taxes, high gas prices, high housing prices, and underperforming schools also may have played a part. Neil Sedaka, the million-selling singer and songwriter, has died. His many hits, including Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, Calendar Girl, and Oh Carol, a lament for his high school sweetheart, Carole King. Among those covering his work were Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and Captain and Tennille, whose version of Love Will Keep Us Together was number one in 1975. More details, SRNnews.com.